are joined by Danny and Mark from the script.
Morning, fellas.
Morning. And how are you?
Very good.
Very good. For this hour of the morning, it is definitely not rock o'clock, but here we are nonetheless.
Well, do you know what always helps at this time in the morning?
Coffee.
Alcohol.
And tea. Alcohol, we may have an issue. Hot beverages are probably ideal for this time in the morning.
Now, yes.
The first time I ever interviewed you guys, you came in and I said to you, would you like a cup of tea? And you guys went, don't you worry about it, we'll make it. And went upstairs and you made tea for the entire office.
Excellent.
Now, I dine out on that story. And it's like every time we play the script, I'm like, these guys make the best cup of tea. So, surprise, surprise, guys. Look what we've got here.
That is absolutely brilliant. All we need is hot water.
There's a couple behind it. If you just flick that on there.
Yeah, go on.
I mean, we pre-boiled it before, but you might want to just heat it up a little bit. Just flick on
Put it on, you guys. Appreciate that.
Well, I wouldn't ask. It's just that if I don't ask you to make us a cup of tea now...
It would never validate this story.
Well, exactly, and you're going to make me look like a right douche. And I do enough of that by myself anyway. But while the...
Who's on the sweeteners?
Oh, that's me.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's me.
But you're on the sweetener?
Yeah. You're going to have a sweetener as well? I'll have two, please. Two. Thanks, Mark. Yeah. And then look... Good lad, he's not put the milk in first.
Oh, heck no. No.
Have you double bagged it?
Only on Saturday nights.
Just radio silence after that.
What's wrong with that?
Don't start it if you can't finish it.
Boom.
Yes, hang your head.
She literally is, right. Mark, thank you on the side. No, thank you very much for my tea.
No problem. Thanks for bringing all this stuff together. Would you like it?
I'd love one, thanks.
Do you need sugar or anything?
No, it's fine.
Sweet enough.
I wanted to ask you...
Sugar?
I had a big argument with my husband in the car the other day because Superheroes was on the radio and I was singing my heart out to it and he called you a boy band and I said, the script's not a boy band.
Dad band more than a boy.
How would you describe yourselves?
I think what happens in the UK is more people call us rock than not, and we're trying to tell people we're not a rock act. We're more of a rhythm and blues band, you know, that just play live music. But
I'd like to just we just skipped over the fact. Are you looking at us and saying that we're a boy band?
Yeah,
no, I genuinely wasn't.
No, I'm just meaning
to our husband.
I'll take that or a boy band.
You see, I'm with you. We have this internal problem all the time. If someone calls the boy band, he's not into it. I'm kind of into it because it makes us younger. And this is the thing. The younger I feel, the better, really, you know, so...
Yeah, I'm assuming that your husband probably said that the same way that my wife would say if I said, oh, God, Britney's hot, my wife would go, no, she's not, she's a hussy! Just put them down. Yeah, I don't think about a boy band, love. When it comes to... I genuinely can't remember whether we've... I don't think we've spoken since certainly the release of Hall of Fame. There was one particular line in there that I genuinely believe to be Beetroot Sneakers. I'm sure on Dragon's
it was
Den.
Beetroot Seekers.
It's Beetroot Sneakers.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fall out with you about it.
Yeah, it's definitely Beetroot Sneakers.
Beetroot Seekers.
I think Truth Seekers in this day and age are probably even rarer than Beetroot Sneakers.
I agree.
There you go.